This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
I wasn't planning on making pasta for a while, and then one day I was just looking for something to eat. I was like, oh, maybe I'll make some pasta, and I opened it up, I was like, oh, pudding!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. If you like that, you can head on over to twitch.tv/TJSpider every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central. This is episode 171. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, with my co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing good. It's actually been kind of miserable hot, but it's like a little cooled down now, so it's a little better.
Hell yeah?
Yeah, it's been really hot, and I guess like all this week it's supposed to be like hot, so that's fun. It said like one of the meteorologists said like tropical weather. I was like, oh, good, because that's where I live in the tropics.
Yeah, because when you think of Michigan, you think tropics.
Yeah, but how have you been?
I've been okay. You mean tired as usual? You know that's never gonna change. I am in my last week of my 3-week stint of training classes, so I am excited, but I'm still like, it's only Monday, you know, so I still got a ways to go, but I'm on that final stretch. So, today was not that bad of a day. It was a lot better than our first days from our previous classes were. We're working with a different agency this time. And these people have a little bit more experience in the application that we're teaching them. So it's a little bit better. They're not coming into it as completely as blind as the other agency was. Because the other agency was that they were being brought into the application. So everybody was new. This one, we have some people who worked in it before for another agency, or they've been working in it already, but they just don't have like all the nuances and everything down for it yet. So they're still coming in with some kind of experience. And so far it's been pretty good. We just had some technical issues. Some people didn't have access to one of the portions that we were doing today. So, but we seem to have gotten them all fixed. So tomorrow should be a little bit of a better day. It should go a little bit quicker. And hopefully throughout the rest of the week, it should be smooth sailing. So, fingers crossed. We'll see.
Yeah, that's good. At least that it's not smoky, please. He moved up to the desk. That it's not all new, you know, so you kind of got, you know, a little more relaxed group.
Yeah.
Probably, you know. So,
yeah.
That's always nice. I know I get to go to work, go back to work soon, so that's exciting.
Oh, yeah, because school will be starting up again.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, now with the whole, the variants and the cases going up again.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
So that's a little concerning. I'm sure we'll still have to wear masks, which is fine. I still wear a mask, you know, when I go to stores and stuff. But, yeah, well, I guess we'll see how that goes. We'll be going in soon to start getting the room ready, and I'm sure any news that we need to know, you know, they'll tell us and stuff, but
right.
So we'll see how the beginning of this year goes.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of like differing opinions on whether to allow kids to go back to school. They're like, oh, we can just go back to doing a distance learning. And it's like, I really feel like for the most part, it did a lot more harm than help. It was like, From a health perspective, yes. It was great because you didn't have a whole classroom full of kids on top of each other. But from a learning perspective, I think it was really hard on not only the parents, because for those parents who were fortunate enough to, you know, still be able to work, they were kind of stuck in a situation where, you know, now they have a child at home because they can't go to school. And now they have to find some way to make sure that the child is looked after, but not only looked after, but also engaged in schooling now that schooling is all virtual. And then, you know, for the parents who had the opportunity to work from home, it was a little bit hard for them because they have to work and then also have to try to be a teacher at the same time as while they're working. And I think it was harder on kids too, because it's something that they're not used to. And it's something that just kind of got thrown on them like all of a sudden. So it's a definite learning curve that I don't think any of the kids were prepared for. And so to put them back into that, maybe it might be a little bit different this time around because they may know what to expect. So maybe it may be a little bit better, but I don't know. It's hard to decipher what is the best course of action because everything, it just seems like it's all just janked up. I mean, it's like there's really no right or wrong way. And like, no matter what you do, of course, somebody's going to be upset about it. So,
yeah, that's what it is it's just different things work better for different kids and different families. And, you know, like originally, I know both of my sisters were like, I hate online learning. Like, I didn't keep up with my work. I just couldn't do it. And then now they're like the exact opposite. Now they're like, you know what? If we don't go back in person again this year, like, that's fine. I was like, what the heck? Like, you know, they take such a difference. I know, like, my parents, my mom was off for a little bit, like, way back, you know, at the beginning. My dad was still working. So at least my mom was there where she could help my brothers and stuff if need be, like at the end of the payback, like 2020, you know, because then when the school year started, our school had the option of like, you could go in person or do online, but you had to stick with it for like that semester. Like if you wanted to switch when it came to the new semester, you could, but like you had to stick with it. You know, you couldn't keep going back and forth unless for some reason you had to quarantine and then, you know. But then I know at the end of last year, I know there were some people at my school who were thinking that online should not be an option for this year because of like it caused so much problems for last year. But then now with all the cases and stuff, and then it depends too, because I think most of, because the people that I talk to for the most part are the ones down in the basement who work with, you know, the younger kids.
Yeah.
And I get that because especially for the younger kids, it's so hard. Like, especially we had the program for like the 4-year-olds. They work through our, or like in our school, but they're not technically like connected to our school. It's kind of weird how it works, but like they felt like they had to have like an online option because the rest of the school did. But then it was so hard because like in the end, most of them ended up coming in person except for like 2 kids. And those 2 kids were the ones who really needed to be in person because they were smart. They needed the social skills and they just didn't have that.
Yeah.
And their parents just refused to send them. And it was like, yeah, in a way I get it. But also they need these social skills because they're going to be going into kindergarten and they're not going to have these social skills.
Right.
And so it's just one of those things where, yeah, especially with the younger kids, it's so hard to decide what's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
So this year, I don't know if there's going to be an online program for our school at all. I'm sure there will be if, because of the way cases are going now, at least maybe for the first semester, they might make it an option. I don't know, but I don't know about the younger grades. 'Cause Well, at least not the 4-year-old program. I know we never will because we have 3-year-olds. That's yeah. We're never going to have one.
There's no online for the 3-year-olds.
Yeah, I know we won't, but I don't know about the 4-year-olds. And then with the kindergarten, you know, obviously they kind of have to have one because kindergarten's kind of like required usually. But yeah, like it's just one of those things where it's like I don't – depends on the teachers and the parents and the kids as to what works best. And like you said, not one thing is going to work best for everyone. Someone's always going to be upset or disappointed because it doesn't work out well for them.
But right.
What can you do?
Yeah.
There's, you know, you only can do so much. You can only please so many people.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. It'll definitely be interesting. I'm definitely excited to hear about everything again.
So when were you scheduled to go back?
I start next week starting to help get the room together, and then we start school the week after that.
Okay.
So 2 weeks we start school.
It's a long time, but also not a long time to get news on exactly what's going to happen. Yeah, because I get alerts from the Louisiana Department of Health, and I think over the weekend, says Louisiana Department of Health is reporting 16,541 new COVID cases since Friday.
Yeah, I know, like, here, I think there's no longer a mask mandate. I think that's how it is for Michigan, like especially if you're fully vaccinated. But you know, a lot of workplaces, like businesses and stuff, still would like you to wear one if you're not fully vaccinated, at least. And then some places still just require it regardless. I know that's how it is on like planes and trains and stuff like that, like you have to wear one vaccinated or not.
Yeah.
And I know businesses are starting to, even though they had it, either not at all or like only vaccinated people, now they're starting to request, like, you know, just businesses. It's not a state thing, but businesses are starting to require people to wear them again. And specifically for, I think it was like our county, the state, I don't know, advised, like the health ever advised schools to have masks be required.
Right.
You know, obviously schools don't have to because it's not state mandated, but they were like, hey, you know, it's probably better if you did.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, it would be nice. It would be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, so that's why I'm sure ours did, because even at the end of the school year, even once, like, I think all the staff, at least I know for sure all the staff that wanted to, got vaccinated before the end of the school year last year, but our mask mandate in the school still wasn't taken down, even though they were like, oh, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to. You know, our school still said, well, here,
right.
Like, please still wear one. And, you know, we all did or whatever, so it's fine. But so I'm sure we're going to go into this year wearing masks. Maybe, I don't know, we'll see how everything goes. But I mean, I estimated a while ago that we probably wouldn't be done till at least like summer of next year. So it's looking like we're getting that way again.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll just hope for the best and hope everything goes well and can still stay at work and kids can still safely stay at school. But if not, then, you know, we'll deal with that when it comes.
Yeah, we got back into a required mask mandate, a whole statewide mask mandate. I want to say last week, last Monday, last Tuesday, sometime early last week, we got back into a statewide mask mandate because I believe Louisiana right now has the highest number. The state has the highest number of new cases. So yeah, we're tipping in the wrong direction. But it's to the point to where now they're going back to canceling public events and stuff. We're supposed to have the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Originally, it takes place on the last weekend of April and the first weekend of May. And of course, with COVID going on, you know, that was canceled. And then it was supposed to take place. It was supposed to be rescheduled for sometime in October, I believe. And now I'm guessing that they're projecting that this isn't going to go away anytime soon. So they've gone ahead and canceled it again. But I mean, I don't even know. It's like, because I know they're the states in the South. And when I say the states in the South, I'm talking Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, those states have some of the lowest vaccination percentages out of all the states in the country. And I know that has something to do with it. Just, you know, because nothing ever fully stopped. Things lessened, but at least like cross-state travel never stopped. I know there was some, when it got was really bad, there were some states were like, well, we don't want anybody coming from Louisiana, or we don't want anybody coming from Florida. And it's like, it's hard to ban interstate travel. I mean, it's I won't say easy, but it's easier to do. Like flying or on public transportation, I should say, like flying, taking a train, you can stop somebody from coming from a state to go towards another state. But like driving, I mean, you can drive across the country. You're not you don't have checkpoints at every state border checking people to make sure that they're not coming from another state. And I mean, you can't really do that anyway, because it's like, I mean, I could be driving from, you know, Texas to California, you know, I could be a resident of Texas, but just still have a Louisiana ID. Maybe my Louisiana ID, like I just renewed my driver's license, doesn't expire for another like 4 years or something like that. So if I were to move to Texas, I'm like, okay, well, I'll just wait a little bit before I renew my license because I just renewed it. So if I'm driving into another state and somebody sees like, oh, you're from Louisiana, I'm like, no, I'm from Texas. Well, your ID says different. So it's like, you know, how do you distinguish who's from what state? I mean, it's just, it's an awful situation to be in from all sides, no matter how you look at it, because, and my internet's dropping out. But no, it's just, it's rough. And like, no matter how you look at it, whether you're pro-vaccine or you're anti-vaccine, it's hard because it's affecting a lot of people. It has been, and it still is. And, you know, no matter what you believe in, the fact of the matter is that a lot of people are getting sick and a lot of people are still dying. And thankfully, the death toll isn't climbing as rapidly as the number of cases. And that's kind of thankful for, or at least, you know, it's at least the way I see it, it's because people got vaccinated. So, I mean, it's like the flu. You know, you can get the flu vaccine and still catch the flu. And you know, you won't get terribly sick from it. So, I don't know why that's such a hard concept to grasp for some people. Because they're like, oh, well, they got the vaccine, but they still got COVID. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's to help your body fight against it. It's not like this all-powerful shield that's going to stop you from getting it all together.
Yeah.
But
none of them are 100%.
Right.
And it's supposed to, yeah, just if you do get it, to hopefully lessen your chance of, you know, getting it bad and needing to be hospitalized and stuff. And yeah, it's just, like, I think, especially when it comes to, like, our school, I don't think we're gonna, like, shut down completely unless either we have a massive outbreak specifically in the school or it's state mandated. Because I know that's how it was last year, where they were just like, you know, we're not gonna do it unless we have to, you know? So I'm sure that's how a lot of places are, but I saw something that sounded like, at least, I don't know what it was. It was just something I saw on TikTok, but it sounded like trying desperately to not shut everything down again, no matter what. But that might end up being more detrimental to, you know, people who, like, it's like the other day, like, I think it was last weekend, I went to the store, just like a corner store with my dad, fully vaccinated. I wore a mask. He's not vaccinated. He did not wear a mask. Because it says, you know, please wear a mask if you're not fully vaccinated. And Dad's like, how will they know? And it's like, that's your part of the problem.
Exactly.
That's why I'm wearing a mask.
Right.
Because of people like you. So, yeah, you know, that's just, that's how it is a lot of places.
Yeah.
Because nobody's checking the, you know, if you got your card on you. And even if you do, you know, it's not hard to fake.
Right.
Just write some numbers down, like, boom.
Yeah. Today was the first day that the Canadian border, or at least the Canadian side of the border, reopened for U.S. travelers to be able to travel for non-essential reasons. And so I just saw an article on USA Today. It was like, oh, you know, today's the first day you can travel to Canada for non-essential reasons. But here are like 11 things to know before you travel. And so one of them was to, you know, have all your documentation, because they still require you to, it is only for fully vaccinated travelers. And then you still have to take a COVID test before you are permitted to cross the border. And so it was basically saying, you know, have all your paperwork, have all your documentation, you know, make it easier on yourself, make it easier on the like ticketing agents, the border patrol agents and everything. And they said they have already come across people who've tried to use forged documents. And I'm like, why go through so much trouble? Why go through so much trouble and risk the penalty of getting fined, possibly going to jail, instead of just getting the vaccine? It's like, if you want to go that bad, just get the vaccine, and it'll alleviate all of your issues. You won't have to worry about anything else.
Mm-hmm. I saw something that said, like, but you don't know what's in the vaccine, so why are you putting it in your body? And someone who was like, I don't know what's in anything.
Right.
I don't know what's in every single piece of food that I eat. You know, I don't know what's in every piece of medicine that I take, like allergy, ibuprofen, anything. You know, it's just like, I don't know what's in anything. Yeah.
No, it's just crazy.
I don't know. I understand. Especially at the beginning, I guess. I understand why people were like, eh. But especially at this point, it's like, come on. Like, I guess if you don't want to get it, fine. Keep wearing a mask then.
Right.
Like you're supposed to. Because the people, for the most part, who aren't vaccinated are the ones who aren't wearing their masks in places. And it's like, you're not helping. Like, if there's a sign that says, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, and you don't wear a mask, and you're vaccinated, that's fine. Because that's what the sign says.
Right.
If you still see that sign and don't wear a mask because you don't want to, but you're not vaccinated, it's like, well, it's like one of my coworkers had said before that she remembers back when seatbelts were first like law, like you had to wear a seatbelt in a car. Right. Mm-hmm. And she's like, people said the same thing about what they're saying about masks, where they were like, how dare you try and make me wear a seatbelt? It's my car. It's my life. I get to choose if I want to or not. And that's what people, you know, have done with masks, where they're like, oh, I'll wear a mask if I want to, like, you know. And it's like, especially like, seatbelt is pretty much just meant to protect you. The mask is literally meant to protect others. So it's like, I don't know, just be nice. Just I don't know how to tell you to just worry about others and care about other people. Because, you know, like, especially if you haven't had something, like, affect you. Like, if you haven't had someone in your family or someone you know close who's had COVID or passed away from it or something, then, you know, then it means nothing to you.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know. There's nothing. I don't know what to say to these people. There's nothing you can say. It's just,
yeah,
I don't know.
Really. I think I was talking to either my supervisor or one of my coworkers, and we were kind of talking about it and discussing it. And I just brought up the point. I was like, we can, you know, try to stress, try to convince people, you know, if you don't want to get the vaccine, fine. If you can't get the vaccine because of health reasons or your beliefs, fine. If you don't want to wear a mask, fine. No one can make you wear a mask. I mean, they can be state mandates, But you can go out and you decide to not wear a mask. Fine. Socially distance. Stay at home if you don't need to go out. You know, you don't need to go to like public events. Like, what was that? Lollapalooza that just happened? Oh, I don't know if you saw the image of that. It was like a massive sea of people.
Dude.
Now, I heard something about that. Those people were required to be vaccinated to attend.
I don't know if they had to be vaccinated, but I know, like, it's one of those things, probably where it was like, wear a mask or be vaccinated or both, probably, because that's, you know, makes sense. But yeah, like, looking at the pictures and videos of Chicago and, like, Lollapalooza and stuff, I'm so glad that my friend and I went when we did. We didn't even do it on purpose. We didn't know that Lollapalooza was happening or when it was or anything. We just saw them setting up for it and saw signs that was like, it's happening. And we were like, oh, I'm so glad we went when we did because of all those pictures and videos
right.
and how screwed Chicago probably is now and all of those people that went. So, you know, and I guess there's people from Chicago that I was seeing on TikTok and stuff that were saying that a lot of those people who traveled from wherever, whether it was in-state, out-of-state, whatever, weren't wearing masks on, like, public transport. And that's, like, you're supposed to.
Right.
Like, no matter where you're from or no matter what the mask mandate is anywhere on public transport, you're still supposed to wear masks, even if you're just on, like, the trains, like, or in Chicago or subways or, you know, whatever. And a lot of Lyfts and Ubers and stuff, they make you do it, too.
Yeah.
I guess most of the people just didn't. So that just makes it so much worse. Is it's like you came to this city, you're not from here, and you're not even following like what you're supposed to be doing. Who knows if you're vaccinated or not, or where you came from, or, you know, like if you have it or not, you don't know. Because even if you're vaccinated, you can still have it.
Yeah.
You could still pass it. And there's, I don't think I've seen a single video or picture of a single person at Lollapalooza wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
And we're all close together. And, so it's just events like that that are still going on. Like, and then there's still cases and stuff. Like, it's still not gone. We were doing better, but now they're all going up again.
Yeah.
Because of the variants and because of the mask mandates leaving and people literally going back to work in offices and stuff who were at home, and schools are starting to go back now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, I don't know.
I think that like very adequately represents the overall feeling of a lot of people. It's just a wordless expression.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. It's just, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
But I have a question for you. Before, because it's been almost 30 minutes that we've been talking about COVID. I just wanted to know, what are some things that you do? Because we're in the now times and things are the way that they are. What are some things that you do to calm down?
Let's see. Well, a lot of the times what I just end up doing is watching, you know, some show or something on YouTube, especially like earlier. I ended up finishing it now, but I was watching Ray play, I think it's called Littlewood.
I don't think I heard it out.
It's a really cute game. It's kind of like a cross between like Stardew Valley and like Animal Crossing and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
There's not really farming, so it's not really quite like Stardew Valley, but it's still like a little sprite game, and you gotta like build houses for people, and you know, it seems cute, and just watching him play that was really nice. Doing something like that, or I like to listen to music a lot, or like walking my dog, especially if like especially now when I'm not working and it kind of sucks. When I like kind of bored all day.
Mm-hmm.
So lately it's been kind of hot. So I've only been able to take Toby on like one walk, usually, like, you know, right before it starts to get dark, because that's when it's the coolest during the day, that or in the morning. But I'm not usually awake that early in the morning.
Yeah, before the sun comes up. Before the sun is, like, really up.
Exactly. I'm not awake that early. So I end up taking them, like, later at night. So I did that today, and I've been doing that the past couple days. That's always really nice. Unless there's, like, hasn't really been lately, though. Earlier there was someone else walking their dog because he always wants to, like, go after them. but that's just a him problem. Or there's a disc golf course that's right, like, in my neighborhood. And there's one of the spots that you stand to, like, I don't know, throw the discs, whatever you would call that.
Mm-hmm.
It's up closer to the road, and I walk on the side, you know, that has a sidewalk. So it's like the other side of the street, but, you know, it's close because all the rest of them are down the hill, so you can't really see. But up there, when they're like throwing the discs, Toby wants to go chase it. Like, he wants to go get the disc as soon as he sees it, like, leave their hand. And I'm like, no, you can't. So we're like, turn around and try and grab at the leash, and he'll, like,
that's try adorable. And,
like, worm his way over there. I'm like, we're not going over there. You're not chasing the disc.
That's, I don't think
they
cute.
Would like that. but yeah, like, walking the dog, or sometimes I'll go over to my parents' house, especially, like, if I'm bored or lonely, or sometimes if mom's just making food, whether I know she is or not, if I just, you know, I'm like, hey, you got more food than I do. Just come over here.
Yeah.
You know, I go over there, like, every weekend, and it is a nice way. It's, you know, something to look forward to. And, if I get, it's too much, I can always just come home. I'm not that far away.
Right.
But yeah, it's usually nice to just go over there and see all the animals and see my siblings and my parents and have some a nice home cooked meal and, you know, all that. Or I like to go with my friend to the bookstore when we can. We haven't been in a while. We haven't been since we've been back from Chicago, rather. But I want to go because I want to get volume 19 of Bungo Stray Dogs. What do you got while I think?
No, music is definitely a big one for me. And it doesn't even necessarily, like, because some people, like, do calming music or, like, something soothing. Yeah, and that's what it is for me. Like, even because I have a playlist on Spotify that I just call Hype. And it's just like a lot of, it's mostly like 2000s music, 2000s pop, 2000s hip hop. Just music that I enjoy, has a nice beat to it and gives me energy, but it also calms me down at the same time. Roxanne, who's actually in the chat right now, she turned me on to this group called The Midnight. And I say that I don't really listen to a lot of, like, calming or relaxing music. And I wouldn't necessarily say that their music is calming, relaxing music, but they implement a saxophone in a lot of their songs. And it's, like, real, like, 80s sax type music. And it's like, you don't really hear music like that anymore, but it's just, it's so good. And I find myself listening to that a lot. But also there are a few, like, just chill games that I'll play. Minecraft being one of them. You know, something that's doesn't, like, you can get into a zone in Minecraft and you're just basically mining, you know, not necessarily for any particular purpose. You could be looking for diamond, or you could be looking for gold or whatever. But got into Minecraft, and this is all Michelle's fault, so I'm blaming it on her. Got into Minecraft. She was on the server, and I ended up joining the server with her and a bunch of other people. And just going and mining, building stuff. And she says, wow, you can't deny it, babe. You did it first, and I came behind you and started playing Minecraft after you, so it is your fault. But there's another game on Steam called Power Wash Simulator. And as tedious as the game is, it's equally as calming. Because it's essentially the title of the game is exactly what it is. Your character, it owns a power washing business, and you just go around to different places and you wash the dirt off of stuff, whether it's vehicles or houses, or the last thing I did yesterday was a skate park. It was literally 2 a.m. this morning. Now, mind you, I had to get up and do class today. but it was like 2 a.m. The skate park is one of the larger maps, or one of the larger levels in Power Wash Simulator. And so I was doing the skate park because you make money based on the jobs that you do, and you can upgrade your power washing equipment. So I was doing the skate park so I could get enough money to buy the heavy duty power washer. And so I finished the skate park. I had enough money to buy the heavy duty power washer and a couple of attachments. And so I was like, okay, cool. It's almost 3. So let me go ahead and stop and get some sleep. And of course that didn't happen. the next level was a firehouse. And so I was like, I got the new power washer. Let me just try it out for a minute or two. And just to, because it's new, you get something new, you want to try it out. So, yeah, I think I won't say that I did half the level, but I probably got a good 20% into it. And then I looked at the clock and it was almost 4 a.m. I was like, yeah, I need to go to sleep. And no lie, part of me was like, well, I could stay up and not sleep and, just go throughout the rest of the day without sleeping. It's a possibility. And the smart part of me was like, you're an idiot. Don't do that. I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and shut the computer off and go to sleep.
That's when you know it's time for bed, is once you get to the point of like, I could just not sleep.
Yeah, I could just not sleep. It's like almost 4. Next thing you know, it'll be almost 5, then almost 6. Then it'll be time to get up. So, I can just stay up. No, don't do that. Go to sleep. Get your sleep. To everyone out there listening, to all of you watching, get some sleep. But yeah, it's just sometimes you get into those games and you just lose like all track of everything else because you get into such a rhythm. And I was talking to Michelle about it the other day, and I think we were talking to somebody else about it. I think because she was streaming it Saturday, I believe. No, Saturday she did. Yeah, she was. No, Saturday she did Valorant. This was Friday. She said sleep is for the weak. But after you say, wow, no wonder you're tired. Don't. Stop it. But I think, yeah, I think it was Friday. I can't remember anything. I think it was Friday that she streamed it. And we were saying how it's sort of hypnotizing almost. Because it's almost like you have the aesthetically pleasing action of you like wiping the dirt off and you see the dirt going away. Oh, that's somebody outside my window. I was like, what the hell? But then you also have the white noise of the water. And it sounds like water, and it reacts to like if you're spraying water on a railing in front of you. So like when you hit the railing, it makes a different noise than if you like you're not hitting the railing. And so the white noise of the water and the running of the water is just like kind of calming and soothing. And then you have the, like I said, the pleasing effect of it, seeing the dirt being washed away. And then next thing you know is like 4 hours have gone by and you're like, I did not realize. Michelle was playing Friday and she was planning on playing Phasmophobia afterwards. And she got to a level And the one of the other streamers that she was going to be playing Phasmophobia with was like, hey, I'm ready for Phas. And so Michelle was like, yeah, I'm just going to finish this level. And then I'll, you know, hop on to play Phasmophobia. And it seemed like it would be like, oh, just another 20, 30 minutes. I think it was an hour that it took her to finish the level. And it was just because there are certain parts of the game where they get pretty particular about how clean that they want it to be. And so she said over an hour. But yeah, it's because she was doing the playground. The playground is one of them. It's just that there are a lot of high places and a lot of like really low places that you got to get. Mm-hmm. And normally if you get like a certain percentage of an area, they're like, okay, well, this is clean. You can move on to the next thing. But some areas they get like real particular. It's like, you didn't get on top of this ledge, so we're not going to call that clean yet. But I mean, it's still a fun game, and I can attest to it because, I should say Michelle can attest to it because she's already finished it, and she just started playing it on Friday. So,
I have one of these like apps where you can like call or whatever, but like it's just, you know, it's got like little sections or whatever, and you pick a color or whatever, and it goes to like whatever number.
Yeah.
And you just press the space, whatever, and it colors however big that space is. And yeah, because that thing, sometimes, like, all done except for, like, one color, and you're like, where is the missing?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
It's but always the smallest little dot.
Exactly. It's got, like, a thing where you can, like, watch an ad or whatever, and you can get a hint, and then, you know, it'll show you exactly where it was, and you're like, oh, so stupid, it was right here. But yeah, I try not to, but every now and then, it's like, all right, I can't find this spot, and I'm very frustrated. I'm going to watch an ad to get a goddamn hint so I can do this. So I can move on and do another picture.
Sit there and watch a 30-second ad for a video that has nothing to do with the game.
Mm-hmm. Another game that you should download because, you know, it's an ad.
Right.
But yeah. So yeah, sometimes those could be a little frustrating.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another thing that I like to do sometimes, especially like I'll have, you know, some show or something playing, especially if it's or a podcast or something I've already seen or something I don't need to actively watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'll do one of those things like that coloring app or something. And that's another thing that I like to do is sometimes, whoops, hit my pop filter with my pen because I'm talking with my hands. I like to rewatch, like, especially like Game Grumps things. I'll go back and rewatch. Sometimes I'll rewatch the whole series, or sometimes I'll just look up. Sometimes Game Grumps has their own like compilations, but usually what I end up watching is it's actually a channel that's called like Game Grumps Compilations, and it's run by another guy or whatever, but like Game Grumps knows it exists and stuff. But
yeah,
they, you know, they have like tons of compilations of, you know, various series that I've already seen, and it'll just put all the funny parts in it. So sometimes it's like an hour and a half long, and it's just like a lot of whatever this person thought was like funny bits or whatever. Sometimes they're even longer than that, depends on how long the series was. And I'll do that a lot if I'm bored or if I just like just need something that I already know so I can, you know, do whatever and just be chill or whatever, I'll put on something like that. Because, you know, it's still funny, and then, you know, especially if I'm in a bad mood, then a lot of times it'll end up putting me in a good mood. Cause it's like, I remember this was funny, you know. So I do that a lot. Or sometimes I'll watch Ray. You know, like his always has like, you know, his full streams up on YouTube. So unless it's something for whatever reason he couldn't put on YouTube, but like, you know, I've gone back and I think watched his like playthrough of Stardew Valley at least one other time besides the original. I don't remember which one. It was probably like season 3 or 2. I don't remember.
Yeah,
maybe even the first one, but yeah. So I've rewatched his Stardew ones because I know they're chill, because Stardew's a chill game, and you know, I haven't gone back myself to play Stardew in a while. But I'm wanting to go back to play Harvest Moon because I haven't in a while, and I'm like, oh, you know, I should go back to that.
Yeah, hop back into it.
Why not? I just haven't yet. But over the past few days, I've really thought about it. I know earlier you mentioned your bad memory, so that's actually what my topic is. It's just like any time, just any bad memory times that you can think of, whether they're funny or, you know, whatever. Like recently, one of the things that happened to me was I have a couple pairs of sunglasses, and I have a pair that one of my friends gave me, and it like it goes in like a glasses case or whatever. So those ones are usually the ones I keep in my bag because they're in a case, so I don't have to worry about like the lenses getting scratched up if it's in my bag. And the last time I remembered wearing them was when I walked over to my parents' house. I was like, oh, maybe I just left them there, and I left them on the couch. I forgot to put them in the bag, whatever. And I asked my mom, and she's like, no, I haven't seen them. And this is like, a few days. And I was like, weird, what have I done with them? I looked through my bag, I took everything out, I didn't see them. I was like, huh. It's like, well, they got to be around here somewhere. Either they're at my parents' house and they just didn't notice it, or it's in my house somewhere. And I was in my linen closet. I don't remember what I was doing. Like, things on the bottom shelf, which I never really, like, that's still stuff from my parents that's there because I just haven't looked at it. I don't know. Started like a couple things fell out or whatever, and I went to go put them back, and I was like, oh look, my hammer, oh look, my screwdriver, oh look, my sunglasses. Because, and I was just needing my screwdriver recently too, because I was like, man, where is that? Because my door handle on my front door, a lot of times it'll get loose and you just gotta like, you know, tighten the screws. I was like, man, where's my screwdriver? And then I found that. I was like, oh, perfect. And my sunglasses. And also my hammer. I don't know why. Like, I know why my hammer and my screwdriver were there. It's just one of those, you know, things that I have. Like, oh, man, these could be weapons used against me. So I better hide them so nobody can actively find them. You know, that paranoia.
Yeah.
So I know why those were there. I don't know why my sunglasses were there. Because the last time I remembered, I wore them to my parents' house. So why were they in my linen closet hidden under things? I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I found them.
Who can say? Those
now. I still don't know. Like, it's one of those things. I'm like, why would they be here? Why wouldn't I have, like, unless I set them, like, if I was holding them, the only thing I could think of is if I was going to walk my dog, so I was holding them, because that's also my linen closet's where I keep, like, I have a whole bunch, you know, like baseball caps or whatever. And so unless one day I was debating between wearing my sunglasses or wearing like a baseball cap before I walked the dog, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't know why I would have put them in there unless it was just like an accident. And then I know I've mentioned this one before, but like in one of my cupboards that I just don't open as often as the rest of them because it's where I mostly keep like dry pasta or, you know, things like that. So unless I plan on making like a dry pasta or I need like vegetable oil or something like that, I don't really open this one cabinet. It's like a skinnier one. It's over by my, you know, oven. And for some reason I put pudding in that one time. I don't know if it didn't fit in my other drawer or my other cabinets. I don't know why I put it in there, but I wasn't planning on making pasta for a while, and then one day I was just looking for something to eat. I was like, oh, maybe I'll make some pasta, and I opened it up. I was like, oh, pudding! So, you know, like, sometimes it's kind of nice when you forget things.
Yeah.
Because I was so excited because I had pudding, and I didn't know I did. But then there's also the downside of sometimes I end up buying too much stuff. Like, you know, if I sometimes I make a grocery list, especially if there's things I know for sure I really need, and sometimes I just forget. I just don't make a grocery list, and then I'm at the grocery store and I'm like, okay, well, I know I need this. But then there's sometimes, especially if I end up buying something, like if I buy stuff to make burgers or something, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I have any like ketchup at home. I'm like, well, you know, to be safe, I'll buy ketchup. And I go home and I have ketchup. So now I have another ketchup. And then the next time I go to the store, or maybe not the next time, but the time after that, I go and I want to make something else. Like, I want chicken nuggets. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I have ketchup at home. So I'll buy ketchup. And I go home and I already have one in the fridge plus a brand new one. So now I have two brand new ones plus an already opened one. You know, sometimes something like that happens. It doesn't happen like all the time, but often enough that a lot of times, especially things like that that I don't use all the time, that I'll end up having extra because I'm buying something that I need to use that with, and I don't know if I have that, like the condiment or whatever, or like if I want to buy salad, I don't know if I have ranch at home or, you know, something like that. Then
yeah.
A lot of times I end up with some extra stuff. Like one time my friend came over and I was like, take this ketchup. Like this, what, this one bottle of ketchup, take this ketchup. And she's like, oh, I don't really need ketchup. I was like, neither do I. Please take this ketchup. Just take it. She's like, oh, okay.
Aggressively offering ketchup.
Please take this ketchup. I already have a brand new one that I don't have open. Just take this one. So yeah, sometimes it's nice because you accidentally have pudding, and sometimes it's not because you accidentally have too much ketchup. But those are some for sure that have happened either recently or just that stick out in my mind. But yeah.
I know recently, this is one of the ones that just kind of stick out for me. I went to order groceries because I do mostly grocery pickup these days, because walking around in a store aimlessly grocery shopping terrifies me now. I went to order groceries for pickup this weekend, but for whatever reason, they had zero pickup times. So they only had delivery times. And so I was like, oh, you know, I need some, you know, food for dinner and stuff like that. Oh, but I also need some other necessities. I was like, it's been a while since I got a new toothbrush, or you know, because I was ordering from Walmart. And so I was like, you know, I add a toothbrush to my list of everything. And so they come back. It was like, oh, OK, well, we had to substitute these things because, you know, we didn't have, they were out of stock. But also, these things are completely out of stock. We don't even have a substitute for them. And one of the things was the toothbrush. I'm like, what? You're Walmart. How do you not have a substitute toothbrush?
You don't have any toothbrushes?
You don't have, I picked a toothbrush. You don't have any other toothbrushes that you can replace it with? I'm like, all right, whatever. And I said, you know, I'll just go stop at, you know, Walgreens or something and go get a toothbrush. And so I was planning on doing that Sunday evening, but just to show you how awful my memory is, wake up Sunday morning because I got the groceries on Saturday because I had to get the groceries delivered since they didn't have any pickup times. So I got the groceries delivered on Saturday, put away all the groceries. Sunday morning, I get up, I go to brush my teeth. I'm looking at my toothbrush. I'm like, what happened to my new toothbrush? And it took like a good 5 seconds. I was like, oh, right, they didn't have any toothbrushes. Okay. I was like, right, I gotta remember, I'm gonna go get a toothbrush later this evening. So Sunday night, I was coming back home, went to go stop at Walgreens. Walgreens was actually closed. It was after 9. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just go another day. So I'm like, all right. So get up this morning, go to brush my teeth. I'm like, where's my new toothbrush? Why didn't I open my new toothbrush? Oh, right. They didn't have a toothbrush. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
At least you're really concerned about having a new toothbrush.
I'm like, I know I made a point because I feel like the last time I ordered groceries, I thought I put a toothbrush in the shopping cart. But when I put away all the groceries, I didn't have a toothbrush. So I was like, well, maybe I didn't add a toothbrush to the cart, but I also never went back to check to see if I added a toothbrush to the cart. I just dismissed it. I was like, well, maybe I didn't add one. All right, whatever. Next time I get groceries, I'll order a toothbrush. And this time I was like, you don't have any toothbrushes? Like none? Like, I know I picked a certain brand, but normally they were like, okay, well, we don't have this brand, but we can give you this brand. You know, it's like 50 cents more or whatever. You know, do you want to accept it or do you not want to accept a substitution? And, you know, it's a toothbrush. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's a toothbrush. I don't know. I have no idea. I guess the person who was shopping was like, well, you say you wanted this toothbrush. They don't have this toothbrush. Maybe he picked this specific toothbrush for a very specific reason. So since we don't have this one, we're just going to be like,
yeah,
I guess I'm not that person. But no, and there was another time where I won't say it's bad memory, but just like a lag in the memory. Because I went through the entire conversation in my head before I even opened my mouth. But Michelle, and if she doesn't mind me telling this, she just got a new job recently. And so with that new job, she had to change out some of her equipment that she has. She had a monitor from her previous job, but she had to return it. And so she was saying how her streaming is going to change because she kind of has to adjust with only one monitor now because she streams off of a PC. And she has an Xbox, but she uses her monitor as her screen for her Xbox and everything. So her PC and her Xbox are both hooked up to our monitor. And while she was saying that, I was like, I'm translating this into the setup that I have. And she was saying that, you know, oh, I'm only down to one screen now. And I was like, oh, well, you could just stream, you know, you can have your laptop open. You can use that as one screen to have your monitor as another screen. And then in my mind, I was saying that, but I didn't say it to her. So in my mind, I was like, oh, she's not on a laptop. She's on a PC. And I was like, oh, well, at least you can do Xbox games. And then you won't have to worry about, using a monitor. You can still use the monitor to stream and then play Xbox on your TV, because that's the way I have mine set up. I have my monitor here in front of me. I have my laptop here. I have my TV screen right here. So everything is in this vicinity. So translating into what I have, and I'm like, oh, I forgot. She has her Xbox hooked up to her monitor, so that's still not going to help her. So I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to say anything, because I'm coming up with all these suggestions in my head, and none of them are right. Because I'm like, no, she can't do that. But it's like I caught myself in enough time before I opened my mouth and said anything. I'm like, you know what? Just stop. Just don't say anything.
Yeah, a lot of times I end up talking before I think, so, you know.
That's a very rare time where I actually was able to process all that information before I actually said it.
Yeah, that's always... A lot of times you can see my thought process, and people who don't have the same thought process or just don't know what I'm doing, well, really confused, because especially if I'm holding something and I go to put it down somewhere, mm-hmm. and then it's like, all right, well, I'm gonna put this here, they're just like, oh no, I'll put it here. So like I move a little bit and I'm like, oh no, I'll put it here, and I'm like, oh, but I need to go do this, oh, but I'll put it here, you know. So I'm like moving back and forth for like a minute before I finally decide something.
Yeah.
And so people are just watching me like, what are you doing?
It's like you don't know what's going on up here. It's like you don't understand.
It's like I have so many thoughts and I'm moving so fast, so I just gotta. Mm-hmm. I have such a problem, especially if there's like multiple doors. Is it's like I just don't. My friend always has to go in front of me and like go through one of the doors, because for some reason I just panic when there's multiple doors. I don't know why. I guess just it's a decision. I'm bad at decisions. I don't know.
I can understand that.
But yeah, recently I've also noticed that I have like 3 packs of tampons in mm-hmm. my linen closet. Usually just try to make sure I have at least one, especially like if I already have one open and I've already been using it or whatever, I try and make sure I at least buy like another one. Just, you know, I always try to have extras just in case for whatever reason.
Right. Can never be too prepared.
Yeah, but I have like 3 unopened ones. And it's like, that's a lot. I realized it's because I usually put them either on the second shelf in my linen closet or in the third drawer down. Mm-hmm. That's part of it's like part of the linen closet still, but it's like not the closet part. It's built into the wall though, so it's like a linen closet, and then it's also like 4 drawers.
Okay.
And the third drawer is where I put like bathroom stuff, so that'll be where my extra deodorant is, extra toothbrushes, whatever. And I used to put my tampon boxes in there. But then there's like, you know, it didn't fit comfortably in there anymore. So I started putting it on the second shelf of my linen closet, which is also where I put like my extra toilet paper and towels and stuff. But then ended up having like one time the one toilet paper, I think it was the only toilet paper in the store, like of the brand that I liked. it was like a bigger one than I usually buy, because I usually buy just like a six pack because I'm a single person and it lasts me a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a huge one, like it had a lot. But I was like, well, I need toilet paper. I don't need one this big, but it's the only kind for this brand. So I was like, I guess I'll get it. So I had like my second shelf was like taken up by all this toilet paper plus my towels. So I started putting my tampons on the third, the top shelf. Okay. I'm short. I don't see up there all the time. So I didn't register, but I put them up there. So every time I was like, all right, I think I'm like, I don't think I have any tampons. So I'd buy a new box and I'd be like, oh, I got nowhere to put it. And be like, oh, put it up here. Oh, there's only tampons up here. And I've done that at least twice because there's three boxes up there. And I'm like, okay, I'm good on tampons. I'm not buying anymore right now.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's what it is. All because I'm short. And I can't actively see on the third shelf unless I like look up there or need something. Because I don't really put anything on that third shelf because I'm short. So it's kind of just like a waste. Like, I,
oh, like that's
where I have like my ball caps is like up there. So unless mm-hmm. I plan on wearing one of those, I don't very often unless, you know, if I didn't take a shower or something and I'm like, oh, all I'm going to do is go walk the dog. I'll just throw on a hat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm good for that right now, but yeah, it's the out of sight, out of mind. I have that way too often. That's why I end up overbuying sometimes or underbuying where I'm like, okay, I think I have so-and-so at home, and I come home and I'm like, well, all right, guess I didn't.
Yeah.
How about is it in the store? The way that I go through the store and the way that the store is set up, by the time I get to the chips, I'm already past like the dip. I've wanted the wavy chips that you get, the wavy potato chips, along with like the, what's the dip? The like French onion dip or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I get to the chips, I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted this. Have to go all the way back to the other like the other half of the store to go back to get the dip. And I do that a lot where by the time I'm like at another point and I'm like, oh yeah, I want this, or like this sounds good, and I grab whatever the thing I need to end up getting a second thing that's I've already passed because I'm stupid. And yeah, I have so this past week when I went to, not even this past week, it was 2 weeks ago when I went to the store and I saw the chips and I was like, oh yeah, I've been really wanting this. I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to go back and get the dip. And I got to check out and I was like, fuck, get the dip. So I was like, well, I guess I'm not getting these chips then, because now I'm already at checkout, so I'm not gonna go all the way back to the other side of the store. But
right, I feel like that's just poor design. That's poor layout design for the store. Why have the dip so far away from the chips? It should be in the same general area.
It's over because it's in a cooler part, and the cooler part's just at the back of the store. Like, that's where, like, your sour cream, your yogurt.
Okay,
it's
I got
all over,
you.
Like, where the drinks and water is, and then the chips aisle isn't till, like, you're about halfway through the store.
Yeah, okay. So I'm thinking that you're talking about just, like, the French onion dip in a jar.
Oh, no, the actual, like, cold
kind. Okay.
So,
okay, well, that makes sense. I mean, still, you know, it's inconvenient, but it makes sense.
Yeah. It just sucks for someone like me who just forgets or doesn't think about it, especially because a lot of times I don't make a list, or if I do, that's why I have to be so specific on, like, any time I do make a list, especially if I'm, like, packing to go on a trip, whether it's up north or anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to be like, okay, my Switch charger, my Switch dock. Like, I have to have all three things, you know?
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll be like, all right, I got my Switch, and then I'll get there and be like, I don't have my charger.
So, you can't just say, all right, I can Switch, I get my charger, and you just have charger listed. And like, okay, well, you got a phone charger, a watch charger.
I have to be so specific. I have to be like, Switch charger, phone charger, headphone charger. Like, I have to have everything written down. That's why the list, no matter how much I take, end up being so long, because I have to get so specific.
Yeah.
I have to be like, all right, certain things I do or don't need, and it's just, yeah.
To say we are a wireless generation, we are bound by cables. It's just so many. Everything, in order for everything to be wireless, everything has to be charged. And there's no universal charging where you can just only have one thing to charge up everything. So I'm already like trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to do when it comes to the end of the month when I, when I go to Ottawa. I already made a decision that when I get up there, I'm not going to stream because it's just, it's too much. But I just, because I'm looking at my desk right now and I'm looking at the amount of cables, like literally for my laptop in order for me to stream. I could simplify it, because, you know, I don't stream from Xbox and PC at the same time. But I have two USB hubs. So I have two, four USB slots on my laptop. No, three. I think there are two on the side and one in the back. So there's three USB slots on my laptop. I have two USB hubs, which have an additional three USB slots. And then I have a cooling pad underneath my laptop, which also has two USB slots on the back of that. And every single one of them are in use. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not hauling all of this stuff and all these wires. They're going to think that I'm going through the airport as a television, one-man television production with how many wires I would have in my possession. It's ridiculous. So no, I'll bring enough to do the podcast and be able to play games, and that's it. I don't need all of, I don't need the HDMI cables. I don't need the capture cards, and it's enough. It's enough. It is, it's more than enough. Oh, but it's crazy. You know, something else that I need to stress over when it comes to me packing.
Oh, I always stress when it comes to packing. That's just how it goes.
My goal this time is to not make myself sick. That's it. If I can manage to pack and get on the plane without making myself sick, then I think that'll be a success.
Do you get motion sick?
No.
And lucky.
a lot of things. I don't get motion sickness. I don't get allergies. It's just different stuff like that that like plagues a good percent of the population. I've been lucky enough to not have to suffer with that.
Man, I got allergies. I got motion sickness. I got both of those. Yeah, the motion sickness sucks because didn't have it when I was like really young. It wasn't until I was about before I turned 10, I think, or maybe around that age, you know. So because I know I didn't used to have it, like when we went up north, that we were fine. But then one year it was just like I kept, every time we got on the road, I kept wanting to stop because I felt sick.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I've had motion sickness. But I take pills and it's fine, you know, like. Whatever.
Yeah.
There was one time where I forgot.
Ooh.
We were coming home from up north and perfectly fine the whole ride, you know, however long it is. But it's like, it was, I don't know, not too long. Maybe the last half hour I was like, oh no, like it's too late now. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
And once I got home, it just like hit me and I just was like, good night, because I am dizzy, I am nauseous, and I just laid down and I was like out for like the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Like I was, and we get home pretty early in the afternoon and it was just, nope, I am nauseous, bad idea. And ever since then I have not forgotten. That is one thing for sure I will never forget.
Yeah.
But yeah, that always sucks when it comes to traveling. But
yeah, I'll bet.
At least there's pills that help.
Very true.
That's one of the things that I looked up recently. You know, one of those things where just at night you're laying in bed and you're like, all right, I'm going to bed. And then I'm like, what is motion sickness?
It's always those questions. It's like, I have to, it's like, my brain poses a question. I could ignore the question and I can continue trying to go to sleep. Or I can immediately look up this answer right now. And get sidetracked by 20 other things.
I had to look up what it was. It's just like something to do with your like your ears or something. Like, mm-hmm.
like your equilibrium like, in your inner ear or something like that.
It confuses your brain. The fact that like you're moving but not moving. You know, like it, I don't know, it like moves too fast or something. I don't remember. Well, this was a couple of weeks ago. And then I was like, oh, so how do motion sickness pills work? And I haven't actually looked that up yet, but it's been plaguing me every time I remember. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to look it up. And then I haven't. But
that is interesting.
Like, how do they work? What do they do? Because if it's something in your ears, what do the pills do? They just like numb your stomach? Because that's another thing when I thought about it.
And now the rabbit hole we go.
When you're going to Chicago, I'm usually pretty good about like taking pills. Like I can usually, you know, if I don't have water or whatever, I can swallow pills, you know, like without a drink if I have to, depending on what they are. Like I have like little tiny allergy pills. So sometimes at night I take two of them. I can just take those without water if I need to, but or I could take multiple pills with water, you know, no big deal. And so I take two motion sickness pills. And so I was like, all right. And I did have water. And I put them both in my mouth at the same time, which usually perfectly fine. And I tried to swallow it. But, you know, sometimes your tongue is like, no. And so it swallowed one, but not the other. And so then it's they taste horrible.
Right.
So
that like, one and I rests on your
like,
tongue.
Had to get the other one down. Yeah. But then it like started to numb my mouth. And I got a little scared. I was like, uh-oh. And it started in the back of my throat and like my tongue were like really numb. it was kind of panicking. And my friend's like, you're fine. And after a while, it was fine. Like it was, I don't know. By the time I think we got on the train, it was fine. So it was less than like half hour max or whatever that it was like starting to go numb and then was fine.
Yeah.
But so that's why I was like, well, okay. So because it already started to dissolve because it's like quick dissolve or whatever in my mouth. That's why I went numb. But I'm like, so do they just numb your stomach then? Like why did they numb my mouth? Like that's weird.
That is weird.
So I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but that is something I will look up after we're done here, because I remember that now, and now I'm curious. But yeah, it's just one of those things of like, what is this, or how does this work, or,
right?
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, you end up down the rabbit hole, because then you search that, and then you find out, like, another medication that you take, or, like, problem that you have, or whatever, like, what are allergies? Just things like that.
Yeah.
But next week I'll come back and I'll let you know
how motion sickness pills work. We'll definitely hold you to that. Yeah. But if you are curious about any of that and you're looking forward to next week when Ashley reports back to us how motion sickness pills actually work, you can easily ask your own kinds of questions. If you have a burning question in your head, or if you research something and you found out exactly how something works, you can share that information with us. You can easily reach out to us. You can message us on social media. You can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on the page. You can click that. Or you can message us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. And that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways you can get in touch with us. You can share stories. You can ask us questions. Just send us a message. Just say, hey, I love your show. You're pretty cool. We would appreciate it. It'd be great. But if you want to forego social media, you can still get in touch with us. Just email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with the show and you want to be alerted to when we have a new episode come out and you're waiting on that answer to exactly how motion sickness pills work, you can follow the podcast on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, you name it. There's a good chance that we're probably there. But if you do follow us on any podcast streaming service, we ask if you can leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. And I emphasize FREE because it helps us. Those ratings help us because it helps us move up those podcast charts. So that way, when someone is looking for a new podcast to listen to, they'll be more likely to see our show on that list. But the reviews help us because it lets us know what you think about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon. So that way we can take that criticism back and produce a better quality show for you. If you don't want to follow us on any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser, wherever you can access the internet, whether you're on a phone, a laptop, PC, or a tablet. Just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, along with all of the other links to everything else that I just mentioned.
So, you know how your birthday's soon?
Yes.
Today is my half birthday, according to Snapchat.
Oh.
So my half birthday is right around your birthday. So that must mean that your half birthday is around my birthday.
I think my half birthday may be a little bit after your birthday. Probably not as... I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
My brain will not process the math. So...
It is before... Yeah, I don't know. I just know that Snapchat was like, hey, it's your half birthday. And I was like, oh, cool. Halfway to 26. Woo.
So... Half of 356 is 70. No. 356.
65.
365. What am I getting 356 from?
Because there's 56 weeks in a year, isn't there?
No, it's 52. I don't know where I'm getting 356 from. 365. Half of 365 is math. Come on. Gotta try to break my brain. Half of 36.
Okay, I'll do it on the calculator.
182.5. I don't know.
100.
So 182 days after my birthday. Well, of course, 180 days is essentially 6 months. Well, duh, that's half a year. So we're looking at February 28-ish.
Yeah, see? So that makes sense, because my birthday's at the beginning of February, then your half-birthday-ish would probably be around the end of February or early March.
Yeah.
And then my half-birthday's at the beginning of August, and your birthday's at the end of August.
Okay. So. I don't know why I made that more complicated than it needed to be.
I don't know. Can you tell neither of us could really do math?
Yeah. I was sitting here trying to do it in my head. I'm like, I refuse to pick up my phone. I have three phones within hands reach, within arm's reach of me right now. I could have picked up. I could have picked up any one of them. I could have opened up the calculator on my laptop. There's so many easier ways I could have tried to figure out what's half of 365, but I sat there and challenged myself to do it. That's how you stay mentally strong. You gotta crush those numbers in your brain.
I very quickly recanted my statement of, oh, your half birthday must be around mine. And you're like, I don't know how that works. They're like, oh, you're right, I'm so stupid. I don't know either. That's way off.
Soon as I questioned the logic, you were like, everything's falling apart. Nothing matters anymore.
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know if that's how that works. Maybe it's not.
Because I was looking, I was like, wait, your birthday, I was like, it's after the 7th. Because I'm looking at the calendar, I'm like, it's the 9th.
Yeah, but like also February is one of those weird months that kind of throws everything off.
It's exactly.
Only got 28 days except for leap years. So
you're exactly right. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait. Well, it was like, how many? Okay, 365. Half of that. That's half. Wait, what? I don't need to be working my brain this much, and I gotta go back to class tomorrow.
Sorry, that was very.
It's not you. It's not you at all. That was my own. I'm making myself struggle. I'm making things hard on myself. But okay, happy half birthday.
I also panicked because I was like, oh yeah, I was like, Spider's birthday is in August. I was like, oh god, what day is it? I was like, I didn't miss it, did it? I was like, no, I think it's at the end. And I was like, wait, isn't it on here? But all I could see with the way my pop filter was, I couldn't see your Twitter. I could only see like the other things. So I was like, didn't you know his birthday on here? Where is it? I was like, I thought I made it. So the whole time you were doing the outro, I was panicking.
No, you're fine because my birthday is actually on a Thursday, so we'll be recording the podcast on my birthday.
What's that? What? Now I gotta look at mine. In February. Oh, my birthday's a Monday. It's not a Thursday. But yeah, anyway, now that we're done panicking and we're done with math. And we're
right.
done
with all that. I literally have a headache, but I'm sure it's from laughing too hard. And that's another thing that I was supposed to get from Walgreens when I was supposed to get a toothbrush. I was supposed to get some Advil, and I didn't get it.
Dude, I have so much ibuprofen because that's another thing I ever thought. I have at least like two unopened ones plus an open one. So,
but yeah, if you can overnight ship me some ibuprofen, that'd be great.
Yeah, cool, done.
But to all of our listeners, to all of our viewers here in Twitch, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.